Welcome to the Listen to This podcast. This is Cliff and Sharon. Every week we share some of the most ridiculous, some of the funny, some of the emotional stories we covered on our radio show.
And so right now, here's five of the stories we covered. We hope you enjoy them.
The following program contains language and situations which may be offensive to some people. Everything, however, was taken directly off the air.
It's go time.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Now or never, here it comes.
Number five.
Okay, I'm pretty sure if a giant bear was ever about to attack me, my reaction wouldn't be, come on, let's go. You know?
Show me what you got.
Show me what you got. Come on.
Oh, my God. Well, you are not as gutsy as this guy then. I don't think many of us are. This guy's 61 years old. His name's Rick Nelson, and he lives in Ontario, Canada. And he was walking his dog the other afternoon when a bear cub poked its head out of a bush, but it got a fright of Rick and the dog, so it started crying for help. Well, you know, if you run into a bear cub, you know mama's not far away.
Yeah, exactly.
And so when the bear cub started crying, mum came out and came over. And black bears are usually pretty timid. They don't attack people unless their babies are in danger. And that's what this black bear mama thought was going on. So she charged him.
Well, I love what this guy did. Instead of, you know, playing dead or any of the stereotypical things I think people have heard, which you shouldn't do, by the way.
Well, hang on. I think you play dead with a brown bear, but with a black bear, you're supposed to make yourself big and loud.
Big and loud. Well, actually, you know what? I've got what you should do if you're ever charged by a bear. I'll read that to you in just
All
a
right,
second.
Okay.
But this guy went right after the bear, punched the bear in the nose, stunned the bear.
Yes.
And was able to get away.
Yeah.
Now, I guess the bear got a right hook in, but who knew bears were right-handed?
Well, that's what he said.
He knew this going in,
yeah,
right?
He said, look, I knew most bears are right-handed, so before she swung at him, he knew where he'd have an opening, and he punched her in the face. She still got one decent shot on him, but the punch that he gave her was enough to stun her, and then the cub started wandering off, so Mama Bear said, okay, well, I'll leave you on your way, and she followed the cub. That's extraordinary.
This is going to be a question on our $1,000 minute. Is a bear right or left-handed? That's what we have to put in there. Okay. Now, I looked this up. So if a bear seems to escalate and get aggressive in response is what all the online choices, including the National Parks Association, said you should do. Make yourself bigger, get louder, don't back down, but don't seem threatening. How do you do all that?
Well, I don't know, but I think that's with a black bear. I don't think if you encounter a brown bear, I think a brown bear, if you're being attacked, you do curl up in a ball and play dead with a brown bear, I think. Don't take my word for it, but we need to look that up.
Well, that's true. Look what happened to what's his name in The Revenant.
Or Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Right? Oh, not good at all.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
Now listen very closely, because here's how it's going to go down.
Number four.
Hey, chances are you didn't win the huge Mega Millions jackpot on Friday.
Oh.
But if you did, we'll give you our phone number here in a couple minutes. We're very sorry about that if you didn't win. I didn't win. Did you win?
No, I didn't win. No. I wouldn't have won because I didn't buy a ticket, but... So it didn't have much chance of winning.
But that's it. When it gets over $500 million, I buy a ticket. Because that's when I have I think my odds are better the bigger the jackpot gets.
Your odds are worse because every man and his dog is scrambling to buy tickets. You crazy.
I know that.
I know,
something
logically.
In my body says, go buy a ticket
now
because it's worth so much money.
I know. Well, if you're one of the millions of people who didn't win the Mega Millions, then Morgan Freeman would like to apologize on behalf of Mega Millions.
Hello, I am Mega Millions. I'd like to apologize that your numbers never came up, not even one. I'm terribly sorry you're not a Mega Millionaire. I regret that you didn't realize your odds of winning the jackpot were about 260 million to one. Oh, I forgot. You bought five tickets. Make that 260 million to five. But most of all, I'm sorry, you have to drag your non-mega millionaire butt to work. You had that epic take this job and shove it speech all planned out and everything. Apologetically yours, Mega Millions.
Morgan can make everything feel better, can he?
Can't he? Oh.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number three.
It's always interesting looking at how other cultures look at things like sex. You know, and
just blurt it out there.
Yeah, I just blurt it out there. And the weird thing is, Japan is bizarre when it comes to this stuff, both on cable television and just how they talk about it in social media. And now there's an infographic that's available. I don't even know how you go here. How do they come up with this idea?
It's a Japanese bra company, and they just released this infographic about a topic that I think it's safe to say you and I've never thought of it. I don't think any of our listeners have ever thought about this. This is the question. If you had the weight of your breasts in water, mm-hmm. and you took that water and used it to make pancakes with some pancake mix, how many could you make?
Now, are you talking about the water that gets displaced by the...
No, I think it's the weight of the water. Like, if you could, like... And do you see how right now I'm holding my boob? What? Yes. Anytime we ever talk about boobs, like, I automatically clutch mine.
I don't know.
But here, right, hands on the desk, yes, where we can all see them. but apparently... So here's how it works. An A cup weighs 0.52 of a pound, which is enough water to make 11 pancakes.
Okay.
Right. Or this infographic went further. That weight would also be the weight of two chipmunks. Right. So if you're an A cup, your boobs weigh the same as two chipmunks, or could make 11 pancakes. If you're a B cup, listen up. They weigh 1 pound, enough for 15 pancakes or 5 cockatiels. Right. I'm not making this up. Okay. A C cup. C cups weigh 1.2 pounds, and you could make 18 pancakes with that, or it
animals?
Would be the equivalent weight. Get this. I don't know how this is right, but it says it. One newborn polar bear cub.
No, oh, forget.
Right? I thought they'd be much bigger than a couple of C cups. Right? D cups weigh 1.7 pounds, enough for 25 pancakes, or... One widgeon duck. I had to look up what a widgeon duck was. It's one of those ones with the teal, the greeny colour on it. so one of those. And if you're an E cup, 2.2 pounds, you could make 34 pancakes with those bad boys.
Oh, that's a buffet.
Or it is, literally. Right? It is. Oh, stop it. Or one Netherland dwarf rabbit. I just obscure it. This is Japan. This is a Japanese bra company coming up with this.
Oh,
and
God.
Then if you're one of those, if you've got bigger bazookas, girls, and you're an F cup, 2.6 pounds, you could make 39 pancakes with those puppies, or 1 3-month-old Persian kitty. Right? How good is that? Thank you, Japan.
Oh, my God, I'm crying.
Listen.
Listen. Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Number two.
Well, this is crazy. Wildlife experts in Montana have a unique plan to give an endangered species a better chance at survival. I love when humanity comes up with a way to save nature in some way, right?
Yeah, but this is a rather unorthodox way they've found.
It's crazy.
Really. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is going to use drones to deliver M&Ms. M&Ms to the black-footed ferret, which apparently is dealing with the Sylvanic Plague. This is a deadly disease, actually, and it's transmitted by fleas that bite prairie dogs, which are a ferret's main food source. So the M&Ms that they're going to be dropping by drones are laced with a vaccine for the plague that's smeared with peanut butter. And experts say that simply dropping the M&Ms in a bag on the ground wasn't efficient over thousands of acres of the National Wildlife Refuge that they're talking about. But if this whole project is successful, other states like Arizona and Colorado may do the same thing.
What happens if, you know, kids are walking through the forest and they say, M&M's, Mom!
Well, then they won't get the Sylvatic Plague either, I suppose, will they?
That's a benefit.
I don't know why they're using M&M's and peanut butter. Use Reese's Pieces. Right, save yourself some time.
Exactly.
Double up right there. I mean, I don't know.
Can you see the poor people in the factory somewhere trying to smear a little peanut butter on that poor M&M?
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. The other side of the news.
Number one.
You've heard of the movie Snakes on a Plane. This is more Snakes in the Tree. And why do these stories all come out of your homeland of Australia? You
I
ever notice that?
No, they do. They do. Because, honestly, there are things in Australia that are hell-bent on killing you. There are spiders and snakes and saltwater crocodiles and all sorts of, you know, box jellyfish and all sorts of animals on the land, in the air, in the sea. And if you don't have your wits about you, you won't survive. It's like the land of Darwin there in Australia. Survival of the fittest. It truly is.
But that's why you left.
Why? Yeah, just to improve my chances of survival. Oh, God. Yeah. There is an Australian snake catching service, though. They got called out to a house just the other day because there's this woman called in. She saw this big brown snake in a tree. And brown snakes actually are poisonous. They're venomous. They can kill you. And so she thought, oh, heck. And she didn't see it moving. I mean, she didn't want to get too close either. So she called the Sunshine Coast snake catchers. And so this guy named Justin went out there and had a look. And he's kind of approached the tree and the snake cautiously, as you would. And then he got up a bit closer and he realized it was just a rubber snake. It was fairly realistic. Who puts a fake snake in a tree? Why would you even do that?
I don't know.
Right? What sort of nasty... I mean, is she going through a bitter divorce or something and she has a fear of snakes and her husband thought, you know, I'll get her, I'll just freak her out a little bit. I mean, I can't even think of a reason why you would do that. But anyway, this...
Or why you have a giant plastic snake anyway.
Rubber snake,
what are you doing with that?
It's kind of semi-curled up or whatever. This company said the rubber snake is not the only non-snake item callers have mistaken for dangerous things. They say they've been called out for toads. Oh, cane toads are just horrible. Lizards, toy snakes like the one in this story, and even the famous brown snake in a toilet, which turned out to be something that just needed to be flushed, they said. But somebody called in a poo as a snake. That's what they're saying.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I'd love to be part of that conversation. Yeah, it's not a snake. Although it should look like a snake, according to Dr. Oz. That's all I'm saying.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.